This is the Faith and Family column, Jumping into God's Grace, by Kimberly Noel Zeller. At the beginning of last summer, my kids took a week's worth of swim lessons. On the first day, I watched them stand behind the other children on the pool steps. One child couldn't stop jumping in, and another kept going underwater. My kids, Charlotte and Isaac, kept their eyes trained on all of them, barely putting their hands in the water. Throughout the week, Charlotte and Isaac made their way deeper into the water, bouncing and splashing along with their classmates. They stretched their arms and kicked their legs. When it was Isaac's turn to swim, the teacher reached her arms to him and carried him through the water as he kicked his legs softly. By the end of the week, neither hesitated to get into the water. After the lessons, we continued to go to the pool, and one day Charlotte surprised me when she jumped into the water and began to swim toward the side. Another day, Isaac told me, "I swim by myself." More and more, the kids were gaining confidence. Isn't this a lot like our faith? Some days we're afraid what we don't know. Other days we're ready to dive right into community and learning. And many times we need the support and encouragement of others. We need others to carry us. And we delight in being together. The pool is a great place to remind our children that they are loved just as they are. Each time they splash in the water, we can remind them of the waters of baptism, and each time they stand back afraid, we can declare to them God's presence. And each time they cheer in glee, we can give thanks for God's joy. Water seems so ordinary, yet our faith teaches us of the extraordinary power found in it. Through the water and God's word at our baptism, we are declared good and God's beloved. This summer, find some water, either outside or in the bathtub, to splash around in. With your kids, you can delight in the water, jump, splash, and share the joy with others, and most importantly, give thanks to God who welcomes us so abundantly through the waters of baptism. Here are some practices. Sit outside with your family near some water and bring your Bible and read the story of Jesus' baptism and read and remind one another that you too are God's beloved. Anytime you're at a pool or bathing your kids, make the sign of the cross on their foreheads and remind them of God's love.